Kyrgios. Down the middle. Lunging response here from Sonigo is long. Kyrgios is through to the second round. Yeah, two number ones. Barty last night, Kyrgios tonight.
Yeah, I was just really excited to get out here. Obviously, it's been a pretty emotional couple months for all of us, so I just wanted to come out here and, you know, put on a good performance. I was really excited. It's good to see you too, Matt, by the way. Happy New Year. But yeah, I mean, it was awesome. He's a tough competitor. He's a very good player. I played him once, so I knew it was going to be tough. He's had too many beers. But, yeah, just super excited to get back out here and play in front of you guys.
Nick Kyrgios through to the second round of the Australian Open, which has burst into life after a little bit of precipitation early on down there at Melbourne Park. And a man who is at the coalface, he's there each and every year, thanks to Kia, of course, on there with match-winning deals, is our man Brett Phillips. Welcome, BP.
Thank you, Sam. Busy day. Busy day. We all take a breath this morning, but some great Aussie success. So we want them to go as deep as they can. And, gee, I thought Nick was outstanding last night. Credit where credit's due. He was probably the most focused I've seen him in a tennis match for a long, long time. He was just down to business and he got it done, pushed in a couple of tiebreakers, but pulled out the big shots and the big serves we needed at most.
He did, and he even cleaned up his own player after the match there as well, a la the All Blacks sweeping out the sheds. Kingy's buying it. He's on board. Come he on. Thinks it's all good and tickety-boo.
How far can he go, BP?
Well, that's always the dangerous territory to tread, Kingy, but he's got Gilles Simon, the Frenchman, next, who won pretty comfortably last night. I think it's a day off, and you know, certainly he can beat Simon, who's a great competitor, but he's in the sort of the latter part of his career now. But gee, if Nick serves the way he does last night, and his full skill set last night was on full display. I mean, I sort of feel like this repetitive person, but we keep saying if he can put it all together week in, week out, match after match, he's not going to lose too many tennis matches. So, you know, it was good. I'll tell you what was good to see last night. I mean, Leighton Hewitt back in his box, that didn't happen a lot last year. We know there was a bit going on there, but it was some real support. And, you know, we saw at the ATP Cup that he was able to go back to the team bench and he'd have Hewitt and Demonor and Milman leaning on his shoulder and keeping him pumped up. Last night, he's back on his own again. And he had to find ways just to stay focused. But he was in the zone last night. If he can stay in that zone, anything could happen.
It sounds like BP's on board.
Oh, he's on board.
He didn't want to admit it there, BP, but it sounds like to me you think he can go real deep.
Well, no, hang on. Can you just pull it back just a fraction? I don't want to put any statements out because I've been teased too many times before. But if he does play to his absolute optimum level, he can do anything. Anything's possible. That's what I will say.
What about Ash Barty? She's shown that anything's possible as well. She has Polona Hercog later on today, and you can catch that clash, obviously, live on SEN. She's second up on Rod Laver Arena, BP.
Yeah, should be able to get this done. I mean, Polona's, you know, inside the top 50, had a pretty good run at a couple of the majors last year, but she's been around for quite some time and been solid. I think, you know, about 9 years in the top 100, but, you know, certainly not in the class of Ash Barty. And, look, she'd love to start better today. I mean, just get that first set, rather than having to play catch-up, which she's done a few times this summer, just get out of the blocks really well. So I'm sure that would be the emphasis on the day off yesterday, with a bit of hit with her coach, Craig Tizer. So just got to tighten up a couple of things. But, yeah, her last two sets, you know, first round Monday night were pretty good, weren't they? Some, you know, great passing shots, her serve. I mean, if she's up in double digits on the serve, she's going to be tough to beat again.
Before we get to the Aussies that are in action today, and there's quite a few of them, I just wonder, have we seen the last of Maria Sharapova at Melbourne Park? A fixture here for so long, a first round casualty, now ranked, what, 366 in the world. Where do you think Maria's at?
Yeah, pretty tough, Sam. I saw Kuyong have a couple of hits last week, and she just looks really, really rusty. And she only played 6 to 8 tournaments last year, shoulder surgery, which has been a huge issue for her. And you can't, as good as she's been, if you haven't got those matches under your belt, you can't come out and compete effectively at a Grand Slam. And you know, her serve's always been a little suspect. I mean, she's not going to move too far from that baseline. I think a few of the girls have just got too many different areas of their game now that have sort of taken their games past Sharapova. I mean, she's probably lost a bit of her power. I mean, seeing her close up at Kuyong last week, I think she's, you know, she's sort of lost a bit of her sort of muscle definition and just lacking power. And she's not that quick around the court anymore. And these girls are throwing in drop shots, all sorts of variety. And it's going to be a tough climb back. But she's a fighter, Maria, and I won't say she's done and dusted just yet, but it's going to be very tough.
And what about the Aussies in action today, BP?
Yes.
We've touched on Ash Barty, of course, but there's plenty more. We like the Legionnaire. The return of the Legionnaire's hat has got me absolutely tickled pink with Mark Polhans. I think he's got to back it up today, doesn't he?
He does, yeah. He's great. I love Mark. He's a great kid. We've interviewed him a few times, and he is a hard worker. He deserves a spot in the top 100 at some point. It's been a nice incremental build the last 5 years. He takes on Dusan Lajovic, the Serbian, who had a great ATP Cup supporting Novak Djokovic. That'll be the last match if you're a Grand Pass holder today out on show court number 3. That's what they love to put the Aussies at, great little amphitheatre out there. So he's certainly a chance if he can back up physically. John Millman's got a backup. He's got Hubert Hurkacz. He's a very good Polish player and 31st seed. So that's winnable for Millman. Thompson tonight has got Fabio Fognini. Anything could happen. Fabio, the good Fabio, he's very good. When he waves the white flag, he's pretty ordinary. That's first night match on Margaret Court Arena tonight. We'll see Astra Sharma get her campaign underway. So let's hope a few more can join the 10 that got through yesterday.
You're going to have a beer with the Millman supporters, BP? He's asking for people to get on the gas and come and support him.
Do you know what they've got to do? Every time he wins, John Millman, because they've got to get the next match on, they've got to politely say, Johnny, you don't need to sign every signature. You don't need to have a selfie with every person in the crowd. We've got to actually get the next match on, mate. But that's what he does. If you go to a John Millman match, he'll accommodate everyone. He's a ripper, John Millman. Just get behind him. He gives you outstanding value if you're paying for a ticket to the tennis. So he wants that crowd in a frenzy.
Oh, good on you, BP. We appreciate it, mate. You've got a big day ahead of you. Thanks for popping on the line this morning, and I'm sure we'll be touching base with you regularly throughout the rest of what is a marvellous sporting event, the Australian Open. Thanks for your time.
Good stuff. Thank you, guys.